ओम शांति। 11th August 2018, टुडे इज सैटरडे। टुडेज ब्लेसिंग इज मे यू बी अ कॉन्करर ऑफ मैटर एंड रिमेन बियॉन्ड एनी इन्फ्लुएंस ऑफ द अपहीवल ऑफ मैटर बाय स्टेइंग इन अ हाई स्टेज। You are becoming conqueror of Maya, Mayajit, but you now also have to become conqueror of matter, Prakritijit, because there is going to be a lot of upheaval of matter. Sometimes the water of the ocean will show its influence, and sometimes the earth will show its influence. If you are conqueror of matter, none of the upheaval of matter will be able to shake you. You will remain, you will always be a detached observer and observe all the games. Just as angels are always shown on a high mountains, similarly, you angels have to stay constantly in a high stage, and the higher you are, the more you will automatically remain beyond any upheaval. So, we always hear two words. One is Mayajit and another is Prakritijit. So, Baba is saying, you are becoming Mayajit, but you have also to become Prakritijit, because soon there would be upheavals in the five elements of nature. Sometimes the ocean, sometimes the earth will show its influence. So, just as angels, they stay on the top, they are high up there and remain detached and remain unaffected and remain uninfluenced, in the similar manner you remain unaffected by these five elements. So, to become the conqueror of five elements of nature, or to become Prakritijit, this is the goal. So we have 10 players in front of us. The 5 players of Maya and 5 players of elements. They all will attack you one day and soon. So 5 players on this side and 5 players on this side. In one of the Murli's long back, Baba said, this is a football match. And you are the goalkeeper. And in front of you are 5 players of Maya and 5 players of nature, Prakriti. And they will try to make a goal and you have to stop, protect. This is the goal. So, we have to become Prakriti Jeet. How to become Prakriti Jeet? It's a great question for churning, for Chintan. How to become Prakritijit? What to do in order to become conqueror of 5 elements of nature? And the blessing Baba is saying, soon what is going to happen? Sometimes water of the oceans will show its influence, and sometimes the earth will show its influence. Soon there is going to be a lot of upheavals. This is going to happen. So how to become Prakritijit? What to do so that we can get the title or certificate of being Prakritijit? Self-sovereignty leads to Prakriti Jeet. Anything else? How to become Prakriti Jeet, or conqueror of five elements of nature? Anything else? Yeah. So there are 8 steps in becoming Prakriti Jeet. What all things we need to do in order to become Prakriti Jeet? The first thing is love and company. Unless and until we will divide the 8 steps, first 4 steps are different, then next 4 steps are different. The first step is prem and sanithya, love and company of nature. To love nature, to love 5 elements. In fact, the word nature we do not use in our gyan. For nature, the word we have kept for swabhav. So we use here 5 elements. But outside world, they use the word nature for prakriti. So, to become nature lover, to seek the company of nature often, is the first step towards becoming Prakriti Jeet. How can somebody who doesn't love nature will ever be able to understand and conquer Prakriti? Prakriti doesn't bow down before the one who hates her. If you see the world literature, you will see huge number of poets, people, those who used to love nature. They wrote poetries on nature. They were intense lover of nature. Wherever they would go, they would seek the company of nature. Prakriti Premi. So unless and until one becomes Prakriti Premi, one cannot hope to become Prakriti Jeet. So the first step towards becoming Prakriti Jeet is loving nature and seeking the company of nature. Seeking the company of nature away from the hustle and bustle of this world, away from the noise, away from the commotion, and to seek silence, and to seek solitude, and to seek the company of nature. To hear the chirping of the birds, to hear the rustling noise of the waterfall, to hear the gushing waves of the ocean, to hear the buzzing sound of the air or wind, to feel the cool breeze of the ocean or the cool breeze at the top of the mountains, to seek that solitude of nature is the first step towards becoming Prakriti Jeet. Nature has something to say to us. Go to nature and listen to the voices of nature. And they carry a deep meaning. And that is the best place to churn knowledge. And that is the best place to be with oneself. And that is the best place to do self-churning, self-talking, self-observation, self-accounting, self-analysis, self-examination, self-checking. So the first step is loving and seeking the company of Prakriti. The second step is respect and thankfulness. Respect and thankfulness. The 5 elements of nature are serving us right from the golden age. From such a long time, the nature is serving us. And what we have done to this nature? Deforestation, what we have done to this nature, destroyed it by pollution, noise pollution, sound pollution, water pollution, all sorts of pollutions. And that's why nature is so angry. The five elements are so angry that they are taking revenge in the form of natural calamities. So the second step in becoming Prakriti Jeet is start respecting nature. Start showing the attitude of gratitude for nature. Thanking nature, the five elements, during Amrit Vela and again in the evening yoga. Emerge the five elements of nature as if they are deities, as if they are Brahmin souls, as if they are humans standing in front of us. The fire, the earth, the water, the air, the sky. The five elements are standing Shiti Jala Pavak Gagana Samira. Shiti Jala Pavak Gagana Samira. The five elements are standing in front of us and we are expressing our gratitude. We are showing respect for this Prakriti. So this is the second step in becoming Prakriti Jeet. The third step, cleanliness and protection. There are a lot of environmental protection drives going on. A lot of people, environmentalists, are working on this. If you see in Abu, every morning a vehicle goes around. That is for cleanliness drive. Clean and green environment. So, clean the environment. That also means do not spoil the environment. Eating chocolates and throwing the wrappers anywhere. Taking polythene bags and throwing it anywhere. Spoiling the nature. Going to the mountains and leaving off all the leftovers. Burning in jungle. So there are many things which we can do as a way or means to environmental protection as well as cleanliness. We have to see that nobody destroys the environment. Creating pollution is a means of destroying Prakriti. So the third step is cleanliness and protection of nature. Then, Seva and Sakash. This is a spiritual platform. Seva and Sakash. We have to serve nature by our subtle vibrations, by our powerful, pure vibrations. The purer the vibrations, the purer would be the vritti. And the vritti leads, spreads in the form of vibrations in the environment. And there would be change, transformation of atmosphere. The tamopradhan atmosphere would inch towards satopradhan atmosphere. So gradually we have to do this job, this work. This is the task, this is the responsibility of every Brahmin soul to give sakash to the nature, positive vibrations to the nature. Because the worldly souls are absolutely tamopradhan. In yesterday's Sakar Murli morning, Baba had said it is ghor andhakar, stark darkness everywhere around. And you are responsible for creating light, spreading light, distributing light, enlightening the world. So these are the first four steps of becoming Prakriti Jeet. First, love for nature. Then, respect and thankfulness to nature. Mother Earth, this Mother Prakriti has given us so much. We are in her lap, taking her sustenance from last 5,000 years. And what have we done for her? Third, cleanliness and protection. How do we protect environment? One has to think. How I should not spoil. This is my home, and whatever the rubbish and the garbage I have, I start throwing outside. This is not becoming Prakritijit. And the fourth stage of becoming Prakritijit is Seva and Sakash. So these are the first four steps. Then next four steps. Fifth, Sahan and Sahan Shakti. If one wants to conquer five elements, one must tolerate. And tolerance means acceptance, and tolerance power means forbearance. To tolerate, to bear the change of nature, rather than seeking, going to become a complaint box. There is so much heat and there is so much cold, and now it is raining and it should not have rained. One has to tolerate everything that happens in nature. One should accept everything that happens in nature. So this is the way to conquer nature. If one is very sensitive, how can one become Prakritijit? Prakritijit is a very huge, great title. Just as to become Mayajit is difficult, even to become Prakritijit is not going to aunt's house. So, tolerance and tolerance power, Sahan Shilta and Sahan Shakti. These are the two different words. Then sixth is immovable, Achal Adol, Inhalchal, in upheavals of five elements. Not to give in, to remain unshakable, immovable, in the face of all the upheavals of nature. For example, if there is earthquake, for example, if suddenly there is an onslaught of lightning, or famine, or heavy rains, torrential rains, or tsunami, or storms, or tornado, or anything, or flood, volcano, super cyclone, anything. Will I be able to remain immovable, unshakable, unflinching, unflappable in the face of all the upheavals of nature? This is the step to become Prakritijit. So, how one can become that? One can even visualize. In 1999, Orissa, there was super cyclone. It's a huge cyclone. Houses were uprooted and thrown. Recently in 2013, Uttarakhand, there was cloud burst resulting into torrential rains and huge calamities and losses. So all these things are going to happen soon. Am I prepared for that? What will be my stage in the face of such situations? Where there would be halchal of Prakriti. So one should do mental preparation for this even. To imagine, to see that everywhere there is dance of destruction, tandav nritya of destruction, and I am staying adol, and I am achal, and I am immovable, unshakable, unperturbed by any one of these disturbances. Then seventh, Nirbhay and Nishchint. Fearless and carefree. In the face of vikral situations, in the face of fierce situations. So this is the seventh stage of becoming. If one becomes fearful and everybody is running and I am also joining the bandwagon, then how can I become Prakriti Jeet? So for becoming Prakriti Jeet, one has to become what? Fearless, intrepid, no fear, let anything happens. Some bomb falling somewhere, some great destruction somewhere, suddenly the onslaught of nature, elements. Just imagine when there was one element disturbance. For example, in Uttarakhand, only one element, water. So much disturbance. Imagine if all the five elements attack together. So what is going to happen? And how fearless I would be in such a situation. There would be wholesale death everywhere. Everywhere we will see people dying in front of the eyes. Somebody is getting trapped in the earth, earthquake. Somebody is on fire. At some other place there is torrential rains. At some other place there is no rain, famine. At some other place you will see floods, and at some other place there would be tornado, storms, cyclones, super cyclones. At the same time some nuclear attack. So many things together. So will I be able to remain fearless? So to remain fearless and carefree, nirbhay and nishchint, is one of the ways to becoming Prakriti Jeet. And the last 8th step, Sakshi and Upram, detached observer and staying beyond, to see this play of five elements. They are playing down, just as in Vardhan Baba is saying, angels, they do not get affected, influenced by anything. They stay very high up there. And staying up there, they remain unaffected. So, these are the 8 steps in becoming Prakriti Jeet. The first 4 steps are different, and the next 4 steps are different. So what you have to do in order to become Prakriti Jeet, just as we have to conquer Maya, we also have to conquer Prakriti. But if we go straight to step 5, it will not work, because you have done a lot of injustice to Prakriti. So you have to go through first 4 steps. So the first step is what? Love and seek the company of nature. Start loving nature. Write poetries on nature. Seek the company of nature. Read the poetries on nature. That will calm the mind, because they are full of pure joy, ecstasy, not a trace of vice. You know, most of the poets, Indian as well as Western, you will see they are nature lovers. They used to go to the nature and write. And you will see some divineness in their poetry, some divinity in their poetries. They did not know God. They were not spiritual. They were not religious people. But there is a spark of divinity in their poems. And they speak something which is so powerful. There's a poetry by Percy Bysshe Shelley on the skylark, Mena. We seek before and after and pine for what is not. Our sincerest laughter with some pain is fraught. Our sweetest songs are those that tell of saddest thought. He is talking about philosophy, that he saw that bird one day and he is writing a poetry on that. Such a huge love for that bird or nature. Blithe spirit, bird thou never wert, that from heaven or near it pourest thy full heart in profuse strains of unpremeditated art. He writes and writes and writes and writes and writes and writes and writes. So, love nature, seek the company of nature. Second step, start respecting nature. And thankfulness, express thankfulness to all the five elements, express thankfulness to this earth, this Avani Mata, this Mother Earth. She has given so much to us. Express thankfulness for fire. Express thankfulness for the sky. Express thankfulness for this air. Express thankfulness for the water is life. So, respect and thankfulness. Samman and Dhanyavad. Then third, cleanliness and protection. Do not spoil the atmosphere, environment, by throwing litters here and there. Protect it. Then, Seva and Sakash. Make it a point that in 24 hours, twice, compulsorily you have to give Sakash to five elements, Panch Tattva. Then, fifth, tolerance and tolerance power, Sahan Chilta and Sahan Shakti. Then, next, Achal Adol, in the face of upheavals. Don't become a complaint box. Why it is raining? We have come here for vatti and it is raining. Good that it is raining. You are thinking about only of you going to some place, but those farmers are benefited. Green revolution is occurring. So good that greenery is around. You see Mount, how beautiful it has become. Few months back how it was dry and arid land, and now how beautiful it has become. So much full of joy, so much full of beauty, everywhere lush green valleys, cool air and cool breeze, and there are waterfalls and there are mountains. So beautiful. So, Achal Adol. Then, seventh step of becoming Prakriti Chit. Fearless, Nirbhay, and Nishchint and carefree. Let whatever happen. We know that the canopy of God is upon us. So nothing is going to happen to me. Let the whole world collapse. Nothing will happen to me. You know, there is an event in the life of Sai Baba. They all are sitting and eating food, having their lunch, and suddenly the weather changes and that roof is about to fall on them. And so half of the disciples, the people who were bhaktas or devotees sitting, they ran away. And only one or two stayed there. Because they had the faith that this Sai Baba is with us. So how this roof will fall? And Sai Baba says to that roof, stop. And that roof stops. It doesn't fall. And they finish their food and they come out and then it falls. So faith. Faith. Jesus Christ says to his disciples, your very hair is numbered. I have counted the number of hair on your head. So go, nothing is going to happen to you. Nobody will harm a single hair of your. Your very hair is numbered. So, and the last step of becoming Prakriti Jit is Sakshi and Upram. Upram is staying away, staying beyond. These are the very higher stage of consciousness where you stay as a detached observer. Everything is happening as a play. Everything is a plaything, a game which is happening below and you are unaffected. You are above. Absolutely watching everything as a spectator, as a mute spectator. Everything is going on in the screen, on the screen, and I am here, untouched, intact, uninfluenced, undisturbed, unperturbed, unrattled. This is the stage of becoming Prakriti Jit. So in today's blessing, just as you have to become Maya Jit, you should also become Prakriti Jit. So these are the 8 steps of becoming Prakriti Jit. Om Shanti.